It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's time for Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer hanging in the studio on a Friday morning. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning, Danny.
I can't wait to drink some beer.
I was so hyped, and you're just like, hey, man.
I'm just trying to keep it cool, man.
All right, well.
A balanced universe here in the studio.
That's somebody ought to. So every week we try different beers here in the studio, and today we have something modern.
Yes, this is from the brewery Old Republic out of Nevada City. This was gifted to me, and this is the Clouds of Jupiter. They're modern American IPA.
But then they're Old Republic.
Yes.
So
it's an anomaly.
Quite the juxtaposition.
Right.
I don't know what a modern beer would be like. I mean, unless I'm getting it from a Futuraca cycle from the Jetsons.
If this is it, I'm switching to booze.
Oh, this is going to
Well, there's
fun.
An early spoiler. Yeah. May contain spoilers.
So this is brewed with Warrior, Citra, Mosaic, Idaho 7, and Yukonot hops.
Yeah. You cannot pronounce that, right?
Apparently not.
Well, I'll take you through the AATMF, which is the appearance, aroma, appearance, taste, mouthfeel, finish. Going through this beer, it really has, it's definitely hazy, really dark, it looks like a hazy IPA now. That's what the kids are drinking these days. And going through this, it's a real pale, like a pale brown. It's not even a yellow. It's really dark in color. It's interesting.
It doesn't look appealing, to be honest with you.
It's sort of muddled looking.
Yeah, that's a way. Yeah. That's a word.
It's a word.
Lower third of the ocean. Not quite devoid of light, but you can't really see through it.
Well, but going through this, they're really, the odd thing is, I thought for a second maybe it was like my allergies, but I really can't get anything off the aroma. And then
it smells like mustard. To me.
Mustard?
Mustard.
Like mustard seed or like Heinz yellow mustard?
No, yeah, not like yellow mustard on a hot dog, but...
Oh, we can't say their name. They're not a sponsor.
Right.
Sorry. That yellow mustard.
Right. Name brand.
I get a very, very little bit of malt, which I can see like a mustard seed.
Yeah.
You can get a little bit of that aroma, a little vinegar, but that's not a good smell to have in beer.
No. It's like someone who ate a peach for breakfast and then blew in my face at lunch. That's what it smells like to me.
Wow.
Where do you eat your lunch? I don't want to go there.
I think we know that it's a thumbs down on this side of the room already.
Brad could not be any more wants to get out of this segment as quick as possible. This beer is horrible. I'm done.
We haven't really had one where that was like this. Where I just just from the jump, I'm like, oh, no. We try to find the good in all things that we get here, but this
well,
is not
yeah,
one.
But also, we want to do our due diligence here and be honest.
Some of us do.
Yes, exactly.
Some of us are respectable journalists.
Right.
What time do they get here?
Yeah.
Wait to really set the story up before breaking the news at the end of it, as opposed to just completely firing off in the beginning of it
that's
all.
Right.
Yeah.
Good old Geraldo Rivera over here. To get back on track. There's not much aroma, and there's really not much happening in the taste either. The finish on this is less than desirable. It actually, even though this was it was canned in April, was on. There's a sticker on top of the four pack.
Uh-huh.
The four pack that's now going to be sitting in my garbage
can. You have four.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
There's definitely something missing. There's something not right about this beer.
Yeah.
And Old Republic, sorry, you disappointed us.
I already know what Brad says. So
yeah,
I'm not even going to ask.
I mean, I know this is radio, but even the listeners can read it on his face.
Yeah, that's right. There's a vibe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Happening here. I think we have thumbs down all the way around. That's too bad.
First one, I think, right? Were we all thumbs down?
Is it?
I think we've had one.
Oh, no, there's one. We got a letter about it.
There is one where there was a follow-up
which we haven't taken them up on yet.
Right.
True.
So, all right, well.
Maybe we can hit that place up on the way to the apology to this company, too. We go to Nevada City.
They should be apologizing to us.
All right. Well, you can relive the pain of this if you'd like at 977theriver.com and their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. All the fun stuff you get the podcast set. Brett and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. I guess thanks for this.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on Beer Fear Factor.